shall rise. Oh, what glory! Oh, when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. Yes, oh, what singing of that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory! Oh, when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. Some glad morning we shall see Jesus in the air, coming after you and me, joy is ours to share. What rejoicing there will be when the saints shall rise, headed for that jubilee yonder in the sky. Oh, what singing,
oh, what shouting
on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory,
hallelujah,
when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. Oh, that's right. What a hallelujah time it's going to be. Praise the Lord. Are you glad to be in the house of God tonight? What an opportunity once again the Lord has given you and me to enter into His sanctuary, to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Could we stand together tonight? We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. We've got some prayer requests we want to let you know about tonight. We just thank God for this opportunity once again to be in the house of the Lord to worship Him. What a privileged people we really are. What a wonderful opportunity God has given us. I trust everybody that's not here tonight, I trust that they're enjoying whatever they're doing, but I know we're going to have a good time here tonight. I believe that with all of my heart, don't you? Amen. Prayer request tonight, I want to continue to pray for Brother Burt, Sister Barbara Gravely, both still in need of prayer. So let's pray for our brother and sister that the Lord would just be mindful of their situation. Brother George Hamlin sends this in to please continue to pray for my brother-in-law, David Green. He suffered a major heart attack on Wednesday. All the arteries are blocked, and the doctors say that surgery is not an option. So we want to pray for that need, that the Lord would just be mindful of David Green. Give him, let his faith muscles just take hold and God do something for him. We believe he's more than able to do that, don't we? Amen. I want to pray for Brother Orville Reese, who has a very bad cold, not feeling well tonight. Let's remember him. I want to pray for Sister Linda Lawrence, who has walking pneumonia. So let's remember her tonight. I want to pray for Believers Youth Camp that begins today in Indiana. So let's pray that those folks will just have a wonderful time and get revived in their spirits. Linda Krager sends this in to please pray for a safe trip for Brother Fred and Brother Timothy Perry as they are going to Maine to move Timothy back here. He's going to be moving to this area, and we're just looking forward to having him as a part of our assembly. You have an unspoken prayer request tonight. Anything that you would like for this group to pray about, how many of you know that God's able to meet all of our problems? He's bigger than any situation that we're facing tonight. You believe that with all your heart. Let's sing just a little bit more of that Heaven's Jubilee. We're getting ready to experience an out-of-body experience. You believe that with all your heart? We're getting ready to leave this old world in a glorified body. How many of you are looking forward to it? How many of you are excited about it? How many of you, does it mean more to you than life? Could you give the Lord a good hand clap of praise tonight? You love Him with all your heart. When with all that heavenly host we begin to sing, singing in the Holy Ghost, how the heavens will ring. Millions there will join the song, with them we shall be. Praising Christ through ages long, heaven's jubilee. Yes, oh, what singing,
oh, what shouting.
On that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory,
hallelujah.
Oh,
Oh, what singing!
Oh, what shouting!
On that happy morning, we all shall rise. Oh, what glory!
Hallelujah!
When we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. Praise the Lord. Brother Brad, come tonight. Take us to the Lord on behalf of all these prayer requests. We just commit them unto the Lord. Appreciate Brother Brad Yance, don't we? Amen.
Let's all pray together. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you once again for this opportunity to come back into your house, Lord. Father, I just pray, God, may you move up and down these aisles and minister to each heart, Lord. We all bring our needs to you, Lord, and we know you're a great big God, Father, and you can meet our needs, Lord. Father, these requests, I hold my hand. Serious needs, Lord. I just pray, may you move upon each one according to your perfect will. Lord, the youth camp going up in Ohio, Father, I just pray, Lord, that you would just move in a mighty way, Father. May lives be changed. Be with each brother who's going to minister there, Father. And Brother Darrell, Father, as he comes out and ministers tonight, Father, you see the need in his body, Lord. May you give him the strength he needs, Father. And may you speak through him, Lord, and hear through us, God. Father, have control of this service, Lord, and we place it into your hands. In your name we pray. Amen.
God bless you. Ushers, if you'd like to come at this time, we'll receive the evening offering you give us unto the Lord. If you're a visitor here with us tonight in the service, we certainly want to welcome you. Glad to have you here. All those that would be streaming this service, we pray this service would be a great blessing to those folks as well. A lot of folks, I guess, a lot of our youth at the youth camp in different places. So we just pray that the Lord would certainly bless them as they enjoy those services. Brother Lemuel Yance has a new CD available. This was recorded in Trinidad. And every singer, every musician, everybody on this CD is a believer. And he said the Lord just reached down and touched this CD. So he has those available over in the library if you'd like to pick one up. They're $10. So if you'd like to pick one of those up after service, I'm certain it would be a blessing to you. But let's sing this little song tonight. I held on till the storm was over. You know what? There is an element that we have to do ourselves. God is our great deliverer. He's our great Savior. He's our great Redeemer. He's our healer. But there's things that we have to do. There's requirements that we have to meet. Are you glad you've been required to do certain things? Are you glad he's given you the power to do it? Are you glad you're more than able? Give him one more hand clap of praise tonight if you love him.
You ask me how it is that I'm still standing. You wonder how I made it through the storm.
Hallelujah.
I can't boast of any special powers. There's no secret. I just held on.
And I held on till the storm was over.
I'm good, not because I'm great, not because I'm strong.
I just held on.
I can tell that things are finally happening. I've got blessings I can call my own. Many times I wondered if I would make it, but while I was wondering, I just kept holding on.
I held on till the storm was over. I don't claim to be a hero, and I don't have all the answers. I held
because I'm good, not because I'm great, not because I'm I'm strong. I can tell that things are finally happening. I've got blessings I can call my own. Many times I wonder if I would make it. While I was wandering, my soul just kept holding on. Not because I'm good, not because I'm great, not because I'm strong.
I just held on. You're gonna sing that chorus one more time. Yes, I held on
till the storm was over.
I don't claim,
and I don't have all the answers. I held on. Not because I'm good, not because I'm great, not because I'm strong.
I just held on. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Amen. Let's sing a little bit of this song tonight. Be bold, be strong. The Lord thy God is with thee. Somebody put on Facebook the other day, I happened to see it, that in the Bible, be not afraid is mentioned in the Bible 365 times. That's a day for every day of the year. Be not afraid. Don't fear. Be not afraid. We're serving a great captain tonight. He's never tasted defeat. He's never lost a battle. And you know what? You are on the winning side because he picked you to be on his team. Are you glad he picked you? Are you glad he selected you? Give him one more hand clap of praise tonight. I want you to sing with all your heart.
said, the Lord, my God, He is with me.
Oh, yes. Yes, He is. Give Him a hand clap of praise tonight in the house of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, you're just singing so good tonight. There's not that many of you, but you're singing like the house is on fire nearly. Praise the Lord. You know what? I know how a lot of us acted in times gone by. I've sat in UT Stadium with certain other gentlemen in this audience, and I know how we acted. You'd have been totally ashamed of us. But I do know this, my God, in this game that I'm in tonight, the game of life, I'm running for my life. And it's worth me giving every ounce of energy, every ounce of strength we've got. It's worth giving it to Him because He's done so much for us. Do you love Him better than everything in the world tonight? Give Him one more hand clap of praise if you love Him. Praise the Lord. Sister Sarah, come. You can be seated tonight. I didn't have a note on this, and I trust that Brother Jerry, Brother Pinky won't mind me turning in a prayer request for their brother Jackie Phillips and his wife. She's very sick. Brother Jackie needs a touch from the Lord. So just remember the Jackie Phillips family tonight, if you would, that the Lord would just be mindful of them. Good people. We love them. Give Sister Sarah a nice hand tonight as she comes to sing.
When life gets you down and you feel more broken than whole, when the wounds go deeper than words and you can't tell a soul, I may not know what you're going through, may not can make that high mountain move, but one thing I found, I really want you to know. If it matters to you, it matters to the Master. He wants to share the burdens you bear. Whisper peace when your world gets shattered. If it's your greatest joy, or your deepest pain, or you're really needing an answer, if it matters to you, it matters to the Master. Friend, do you think the maker and giver of life is far too busy to care about your trouble and strife? He sees the sparrow that falls to the ground, and He hears the tears that don't make a sound. If you only knew how precious you are in His sight. If it matters to you, it matters to the Master. He wants to share the burdens you bear. Whisper peace when your world gets shattered. If it's your greatest joy, or your deepest pain, or you're really needing an answer, if it matters to you, it matters to the Master. Friend, do you think the maker and giver of life is far too busy to care about your trouble and strife? He sees the sparrow that falls to the ground, and He hears the tears that don't make a sound. If you only knew how precious you are in His sight. If it matters to you, it matters to our Master. He wants to share the burdens you bear, whisper peace when your world is shattered. If it's your greatest joy, or your deepest pain, or you're really needing an answer, if it matters to you, it matters to the Master. If it's your deepest joy, or your deepest pain, or you're really needing an answer, if it matters to you, it doesn't only matter to you. If it matters to you, it matters to the Master.
Let's stand tonight, if you will. It's time to go on into the service. I know you're looking forward to the preaching of the Word of the Lord. We appreciate Brother Darrell Ward, don't we? Can't think of a better brother in this world that could preach to us than Brother Darrell tonight. Just a wonderful brother, and we love him, and we appreciate him. We've got some tremendous, tremendous ministers that work out of this assembly right here. We appreciate each and every one of them. Amen. Brother Harry's going to lead us in the chorus. I'll go get Brother Darrell. And we'll go right on into the service. God bless you tonight. You glad to be in church? Pray, give the Lord one more hand tonight, if you will.
Hit me, sing. G.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Beauty that made this heart adore you, hope of a life spent with you. And here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. Oh, you're all together. So highly exalted, glorious in heaven above.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, humbly you came to the earth you created, all for love's sake became poor. And here I am to worship. My God, oh, you're all together, love.
we worship you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise be to God Almighty. Amen. There is no God like our God. Amen. What a privilege it is to serve Him. Amen. You know, the worst day of your Christian life, I mean the day that the washing machine quits and the transmission falls out in the front yard and the deck falls off the back of that, the worst day of your life as a Christian is better than 10,000 of the best days as a sinner. Is that not true, Fritz? Amen. Hallelujah. Just to know Him and to know that He knows us. What a privilege it is tonight. Amen. Certainly appreciate your prayers for us. I got them drotted shingles, and oh my Lord, I told Cheryl I was going to apologize for every person that ever called me or text me and asked me to pray for their shingles. I want to apologize that I didn't pray more earnestly, because I just did not know them things hurt that bad. Who's got an amen to that tonight? Oh my, and I am doing better. Just I got feeling in about half of my thigh now has come back, and it's still just real sensitive, and I just get real tired real easily. I lay down on the floor there the other day at the house and just went to sleep, and I fell asleep on the front porch the day before yesterday, and I'd be out doing something. I just have to try to get to the house to lay down, and I thought, what in the world's wrong with me? And they said some of the residual of having the shingles, it kind of makes you feel fatigue, and so we certainly desire your prayers. We got to be here tonight in the morning, and then Monday morning at the BYC youth camp. We've got four services there, and then two services next weekend. So we got eight services this week. So we desire your prayers. But we just count it an honor to be here with you tonight. And I guess we're the ones that didn't have no place to go. But it's good to be here. I'm glad we can come here, ain't you? And just sit at His table tonight. So may the Lord richly bless you, and don't want to keep you long at all. And so if you have your Bibles, turn with us to the book of Amos. We're going to read from Amos chapter 3, verse 7 and 8. God bless you, Brother Louis. Appreciate you, buddy. We certainly appreciate your prayers, praying for us while them singles hurt. I'm telling you, that was painful. But sure glad we're over that. Miserable last weekend sitting here on the pool. I was just so miserable, but I just wanted to come and be in the service. And man, wasn't it wonderful, the communion service, and amen. And Wednesday night, oh, just so good to be a part of the family of God. Amen. Amen. I want you to remember while you're turning Amos 3:7. I want you to remember Brother Ron Peterson. He's been texting me. He's got a little cabin out in Arizona that's right in the line of the fire. The last I heard, the fire was about 2 miles from his cabin. Of course, those of you know Brother Russell Wallace and how the Lord just miraculously saved his house out there. It was headed, I think it got within 100 yards, and the fire just went right around it, and the grass in his backyard still green, and it just went right around. He never lost his electricity, never lost his water. Just a real miracle of God. The saints praying, and you know, and the same God that saved his house can save Brother Ron's cabin up there in the mountains. And so I told him we'd mention it to you tonight. Just be praying for the folks out towards Dewey, Arizona, in that area. There's some saints out there. They've been evacuated, and the fire is just really bad. I think they said it's 48% contained, 52% or something like that contained, but they're still concerned about the prairie winds and how it and all. It's just wildfires are terrible. So just remember them in prayer tonight. Amen. So Amos 3 and 7. Now, but just before we read that, I want to read this quote here from the prophet that says, in the way of a true prophet, 1962, Brother Branham says, O lion of the tribe of Judah, rise up and roar. Thou art roaring in this last day. O God, let your prophet roar. Lord, roar out your message, God, and let every creature of your kingdom take heed. O God, lion of the tribe, rise up and roar. Now, Amos 3:7. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but He revealeth His secret unto His servants, the prophets. Amos 3:8. The lion hath roared. Who will not fear? The Lord God hath spoken. Who can but prophesy? Amen. Let's bow our heads this evening. I want to speak to you for a few minutes on the lion hath roared. Heavenly Father, Lord, we count it such an honor to gather here this evening with your children and in your great presence, Lord, and so grateful for the songs of Zion that just touched our hearts, Lord, as we were sitting there in the study and just lifting our hands and worshiping you, Father. And God, we just ask tonight now, Lord, that you would excuse the weaknesses of our body, dear God. And may you just come, Lord, and speak through our lips to the hearts of your people, dear God. And anoint us to speak, dear God, and anoint their hearts to receive, Lord. And Father, may we realize that we're no longer looking through a dark glass, dear God. But the word has come in this hour, Lord, and revealed unto us the great mysteries of God that have been hidden down through the ages. And we now are a prophetic people standing upon the earth, God. And may we not be afraid, dear God, to stand and say what's already been said in the word, because all heaven backs up your word. Lord, you see those in need out in Arizona. Father, I humbly ask you, Lord, may you send rain out there, dear God. Lord, we know that you're the God who can send rain upon the earth, Lord, and let it rain, dear God, and bring that fire under control, Lord, for the saints of God who are there in the valleys, Lord, we pray. And Father, those that's sick among us tonight, and those that wanted to be here and couldn't be here, and those that are suffering, dear God, may your angels, Lord, just pass through tonight, God. May you just touch them, Lord. And when the service is over, may the roar of the lion be in the camp, dear God, as we give you praise and honor and glory for our healing and for our deliverance and for our revelation, dear God. We love you tonight, Lord, and commit the service into your hands for your glory. And the bride says, amen. God bless you, saints. You may be seated this evening. Amen. The lion hath roared. Now to roar, I looked that word up. And knowing there's some interchangeable words that you can use for the word roar. And yet they project the same thought and the same meaning. They don't change the meaning of the word at all. And some of those words for the word roar is the word blast, is another word for the word roar. Noise is another word for the word roar. And the noise is the same word as the word for voice. And voice is the same word for the word for roar. They're all interchangeable. Report is another word that you can say. Instead of saying roar, you can say report, and it has the same meaning and projects the same thought. So when Isaiah said, who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed, you could actually say, who hath believed our roar? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Or when Brother Branham was on Sunset Mountain and he said, I went to pick off a cuckleberry and I heard a blast. Then you could actually say, he said, I heard a roar. Amen. Now, in case you don't really believe that, is this the sign of the end? Sir, preached December the 30th, 1962. Brother Bennett says this. As soon as they left, the constellation of larger birds came, and they looked like doves, sharp-pointed wings, kind of gray color, little lighter color than what these first little messengers was. And they were coming eastward swiftly. And no sooner than they had got out of my sight, I turned again to look westward. And there it happened. There was a blast that actually shook the whole earth. Now, don't miss this. And you on tape, be sure to get it right. First, a blast. And I thought it sounded like a sound barrier, or whatever you would call it when a plane crosses the sound and the sound comes back to the earth. It just shook like roared. It just shook like roared. Everything. It could have been a clap of thunder and lightning. I didn't see the lightning. I just heard that great blast that went forth, and it sounded like it was the south from me towards Mexico, but it shook the whole earth. And when it did, I was lifted up by the presence of Almighty God into the midst of the messengers. Amen. The lion hath roared. Who will not fear? The Lord God hath spoken. Who can but prophesy? Now, prophesy is the foretelling or the prediction of what is to come. It's something that's declared by a prophet, especially a divine-inspired prediction, instruction, or exhortation. Amen. Prophecy is a divinely inspired utterance or revelation. Amen. Now, in the animal kingdom, I just want to lay a little bit out here. In the animal kingdom, there is four main big cats. That is the lion, the tiger, the leopard, and the jaguar. Now, each of these cats have specially adapted larynxes. that enables them to roar. Now, there are other cats in the cat family. They can't roar, but these particular big cats have the ability to roar, and it's because of their larynx. But the lion is the biggest of all of them because he has the longest larynx, which means he can produce by far the loudest roar. Amen. Other cats can roar, but no cat can roar like the lion can roar. Amen. He is able to roar like this because his larynx is made in a special way. You see, I want you to understand this. He is built by the Creator to have this ability to roar. Other cats can roar, as I said, but none can roar like the lion. And it reminds me of what the prophet of God said. He said there's been churches, brides, churches, brides, but there's got to come a real one. There's been all kinds of cats. There's been all kinds of roars, but there's got to come a big one, a real one, the roar of a lion. Amen. Then there's got to come one. Hallelujah. A real bride. There must come one that's not only got the mechanics, but the dynamics of it. And it makes the church live and move in the power of his resurrection. Amen. How loud is a lion's roar? Amen. A normal human can shout around 70 decibels. Anything above 120 decibels is physically painful to a human. Amen. So a man at his loudest shout, your kid's out in the road and you yell, "Get out of the road!" 70 decibels is about the max you can scream. 120, it becomes painful for the ear. The lion can roar from 110 to 114 decibels. The lion's roar can travel over 5 miles. That means a lion could stand here at the pulpit and roar out a message, and it can be heard almost in downtown Elizabethton. Over 5 miles away. Amen. Now, why does a lion roar? They do that to establish their territory, to scare away rival males. They are also thought to roar sometimes to be able to communicate within the pride. Oh, God. A pride of lions have a huge territory, up to 160 square miles. So roaring helps maintain this territory without having to cover the whole distance. They have 160 square miles, so in order to cover the whole territory, they can roar. Rather than just walk out physically and cover it, they can send out the roar. It reminds me of what the Bible says. The Bible says he sent his word and he healed them. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It helps to maintain the territory without having to cover the whole distance. Now, in the message, doing God a service without it being his will, the prophet says this. He said, how did he bring Christ here? By the word of the prophets. Is that right, he said? Then how will he bring the bride here? By the word of the prophets. So the bride's very actions and her character and everything about this bride will be the result of a prophetic utterance, because she is a spoken word bride. Why? Because Christ is a spoken word groom. Amen. And the same word that speaks for the groom speaks also for the bride. Amen. Notice, how did he identify that Christ was here? How did he identify that the bridegroom was here when he come? By a man with the spirit of Elijah upon him, coming out of the wilderness. And how, oh God, how will he identify his bride? The same way, it'll be a man with the spirit of Elijah upon him, promised in Malachi 4 to do the same thing before he destroyed the earth like it was in the days of Sodom. Are we here? Are we here like it was in the days of Sodom? Then he said, when the world is in that condition, a messenger will come with the anointing of Elijah. And will identify, he will identify that the bride is not coming. She's here. Amen. You see, like the larynx of the lion is built to roar, the bride is built by the word to not only receive the word, but she's built to speak the word. See, some of us, we have no trouble receiving the word. But where we stagger it, when it comes time for us to speak what we've received. Amen. But I want you to understand, the bride is not only a receiver of the word, but she actually has the ability to speak the word. Remember the prophet said, she will not be a freak bride. She won't have one foot longer than the other. Her vocal cords will not be missing. She won't be a bride, but she's deaf and dumb. No, sir. This bride will be perfect. He built her not only to receive the word, but to be able to speak that which she's heard. Why? Because she is a spoken word bride. You see, the difference between the written word and the spoken word is there's a life. There's a life behind the spoken word. Air has to cross the larynx. The words have to be spoken. It's a big difference between the written word and the spoken word. The letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. Amen. Brother Ben said, notice the harmony of the Father and the Son between God and Christ. So will the bride. He shows her his word of life. He shows her and she receives it. She never doubts it. And nothing can harm her, not even death. For if the seed be planted, the water will raise it up again. Here is the secret. The word is in the bride and the mind of Christ to know what he wants done with the word. She does it in his name. She has. Thus saith the Lord. Then it's germatized, so the Holy Spirit waters it until it grows and serves its purpose. Not only do they do his will, amen, but they can be persuaded to do no different. They have thus saith the Lord, or they keep still. They will do, not maybe, not hope so, not could be, but they will do the works of God. For it is himself. It is himself in them, continuing his word to fulfill it. As he did not complete it in his days, all things when he was here. He did not complete when he was here. For it was not time yet. It was not time yet for him to finish his ministry. But I tell you, my brother, my sister, the time is now. He will now complete his ministry. Where? In the bride. Why? The lion hath roared. Who will not fear? The Lord God hath spoken. Who can but prophesy? The time is now. Amen. Well, someday, it's this day. It's this day. This day you shall know I'm in the Father in me, and I in you, and you in me. That's this day. Isaiah 55:8 says, I know the thoughts. I know my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. God said, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways. Huh? So our thoughts, when we think negative, that's not God's thoughts. When you think I can't make it, and I don't know if anybody loves me, and I don't know if I can overcome, and I don't know if I, when you think that, that's not God's thoughts. God said, you don't think like I think. So we don't think like God thinks unless we think his thoughts. You see, if I think God's thoughts, not my thoughts, but if I think God's thoughts, then God's thoughts and my thoughts are the same thoughts because it's really his thoughts in me.
So if I can become so surrendered, if I can become so neutral, if I can become, as it were, just a badger skin and yield myself to Him, that I would have no thought of my own, only His thoughts, then God's thoughts and my thoughts would be the same thoughts. Because it's really only one thought, His thought. You say, Brother Dow, can that be? If I show you by the word, will you amen it? Who created the animals? God did. Who named them? Adam did. How did Adam know what to name them? Because he had God's thoughts. He knew what God was thinking. When God made him, he knew that's what God was thinking. And he only spoke. He only spoke what God thought. And when Adam spoke it, God said, that's amen. That's exactly what I was thinking. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you love Him tonight? You see, once God's thoughts is expressed, it becomes His word. And when we speak His word, you are speaking God's thoughts. See, God has a thought, and then He expresses it, and that thought becomes His word. Then when we speak God's thoughts, when we speak God's word, we're speaking God's thoughts concerning healing, concerning salvation, concerning prophecy, concerning you. When you say what God thought about you, you are speaking what God thought about you. And not your own thoughts. Because our thoughts will never be good enough. Huh? Amen. So not only when we speak God's word, not only are we speaking what God said about healing, not only are we speaking what God said about salvation, not only are we speaking what God said about receiving the Holy Ghost, but when we actually take the mysteries that have been loosed in the last days and speak the words that's been revealed concerning the bride and what she is and who she is and what she will do and where she come from and where she's going, don't you see? That's not our thoughts. We are speaking what God said about us. Now, friends, we're living in an hour that I've never heard such fake news. I've never even heard the word fake news. Now everything is fake news. We've got to the place you can listen to nobody. So you've got to listen to somebody. The prophet said you've got to listen to God. Let CNN be fake. Let Fox be fake. God says, listen to me. Let every man's word be a lie and my word be true. God said, don't hear no other voice. Even the Father Himself on Mount Transfiguration, what did He say? This is my beloved Son. Hear ye Him. Don't hear nothing else but Him. The prophet said, you've got no right to listen to nothing else contrary but to Him. To Him. It's hear ye Him. Don't hear nothing else but Him. Listen to no other voice. Not even your own. Well, I ain't no good. Don't listen to that. Well, nobody loves me. Don't listen to that. Hear nothing else but Him. Have no other thoughts. Hear ye Him. He's the voice of authority. God Himself witnessed so this. Hear ye Him. There's many voices in the world today. There's many things going on, many doctrines, many isms. But hear ye Him. He's the voice of final authority. He's the one that'll speak. He's the one that said, heavens and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never fail. So hear ye Him. He's the one to listen to. Well, I'm sick. Well, you know what He said? I'm the Lord thy God that healeth thee. That's what He said. Amen. But Rem said, I've hunted in African jungles. I've been around where the lions were, the king of the beast. nights that I've laid out there at night, I've heard all kinds of animals, hyenas scream, beetles, all kinds of squeaking and squawking, thousands upon thousands of voices, but let a lion roar! The beetles will even shut up. Amen. When that lion roars, he said, I see rocks roll off the hillside. When the lion roars, everything else shuts up. Amen. Why, he said, that's their king. And when their king speaks, everything shuts up. When a lion roars, everybody's scared. Yes, sir. He said, you ever heard one roar in the jungle? You can hear these meowing around these cages. I hear them tame lions. But you ought to hear a real one, a real wild one roar one time. Little rocks will fall off the hill 500 yards away. I want to see where all that belch comes out of them lungs. He throws that head down. He throws that fur up. I've never heard anything like a cannon going off, like a blast, like a roar. When he belches out that big roar in his lungs, who wouldn't be scared? You never die from a lion's bite. Brother Ben said his roar will scare you to death. Amen. If a lion roars, who will not fear? All the soothsayers, all the false prophets, they run for cover when the lion roars. Or they can say this and they can say that and they can make this proclamation and that proclamation. But when the lion speaks, when the lion roars, oh, I tell you, it's a different thing when he speaks. I said it's different when he speaks. When we was there at Houston Valley Hospital, every doctor that came to us, every doctor gave us a negative report. Every doctor said Jessica would die. Every doctor said she's hurt too bad to live. But the lion roared. And when the lion spoke, everything else shut up. For God said, your daughter shall live. Amen. When the lion roared, everything else shuts up. Amen. Every voice is silenced then. Every negative thought is silenced when the lion roars. The lion hath roared. The Lord God has spoken. Who can but prophesy? You see, once God has spoken it, then you can say what he said. Because the lion hath roared. And who can but prophesy? Amen. To show you what I mean by that. Take California for an example. The prophet of God stood out there. Said, thou city who claims to be the city of angels. Who has exalted yourself into the heavens. And sent all the dirty filth and things of the fashions and even to the foreign countries come here to pick it up. You and your fine churches and steeples and so forth, the way you do. Remember, one day you'll be laying in the bottom of the sea. Your great honeycomb right there right now, the wrath of God is belching out right beneath you. How much longer he'll hold this sandbar hanging out over there when the ocean out yonder a mile deep will slide there plumb back to the salt and sea? It'll be worse than the last days of Pompeii. How could he know that? That's more than a man speaking. That's God speaking through his prophet. Who could say it would be worse than the days of Pompeii unless the one speaking was there the day of Pompeii? The prophet wasn't there. He didn't know if it was worse or not. This wasn't the prophet's words. The lion was roaring through the lips of his prophet. Be worse than the last days of Pompeii. Repent, Los Angeles. Repent, the rest of you. And turn to God. Because the lion hath roared, then we can stand here today and we can say, thus saith the Lord. California will lay in the bottom of the sea. Because the lion hath roared, who can but prophesy? We can stand, Brother Terry, with thus saith the Lord, because we are speaking what God has already said. Amen. Then where is his voice? Amen. You
See, when the angel came to Mary, he said, Mary, thou art highly favored of God. Fear not, for thou shalt conceive and bring forth a child, and shall call his name Jesus. And Mary said unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall overshadow thee, shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born to thee shall be called the Son of God. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Our God specializes in things thought impossible. So the angel made this proclamation. I've come from the presence of Almighty God to tell you, you are highly favored of God. And you will bring forth a son, and you will call his name Jesus, and he will be great. Now Mary, she must either receive his words or keep her words. For she said, how shall this be? How can this be? And he explained it to her, and she received his words. Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. You know why? Because she received his message and his ministry was done. Well, think about it. She received the angel's message. He came to do what he was sent to do. And when he came to do what he was sent to do, God took him. Because Mary had received the angel's message. Now the angel's message had become flesh in Mary. Amen. She said, be it unto me according to thy word. According to thy word. Now that word means that which has been uttered by a living voice. That which has been uttered by a living voice. Not the spoken word. The spoken word. Mary received not the letter, but the spoken word. A living voice from a living being. She received it, and the prophet God said, I wish we all were Marys. Don't question it. If God said so, that settles it. That's all that settles it. If God said so, that makes it right. He's the final voice. All the authority. He has all the authority of everything God has. Supreme authority. Now what does Mary do? Mary goes to Elizabeth. And when she goes to Elizabeth, as soon as she sees Elizabeth, she begins to tell Elizabeth what the angel had said. She took the message into her heart and begin to speak it back upon her lips. And because it was the spoken word, there was power in her words. You see, God had spoken, God had prophesied, and now she was speaking what God said. She wasn't speaking her own word. She was speaking what God had said through the angel messenger. And as soon as she met Elizabeth and began to tell Elizabeth what the angel said, her baby, which hadn't moved in 6 months, leaped. Oh God. She said, lo, as soon as the voice of that salutation sat in my ears, the baby leaped in my womb for joy. Listen to this gem. Listen to this nugget that's laying in the scriptures. Elizabeth said to Mary, Luke 1:45, and blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Oh God, I thought that was so good, Brother Turner. Brother, that just stirred my heart. Blessed is she, the bride, that hath believed the report. For there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Oh God. There will be a performance of those things which God spoke to her in prophecy. The lion hath roared. Who will not fear? The Lord God has spoken. Who can but prophesy? She began to proclaim the angel's message. The message became flesh in her. Amen. Living voice in a living virgin. The power of the spoken word. Amen. You see, God told Moses, when you come out of Egypt, you shall worship me on this mountain. Now that was God's thoughts concerning the children of Israel. So as far as God was concerned, they were already on the mountain. God had made his thoughts known. And once God has spoken, he knew his word would not return unto him void. Therefore, in God's thinking, they were already there. When you come out, you will bring the children to this mountain, and here you shall worship me. That's what God said. God done said that. God done spoke that. So as far as God was concerned, it was a finished work. Just like Peter said, he who healeth all our diseases. Who healeth all our diseases. Amen. Not just some of them. Well, I don't know if God can heal this or not. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says he can heal them all. Amen. So when you come out, you shall worship me on this mountain. So here they come rejoicing. And where did they come? I think I spoke on it here not long ago when I preached here. But they come, where did they come? Right to the Red Sea. How soon they forgot. They started murmuring. They started complaining. Amen. Amen. And Moses cried unto God. Because the people, they cried to Moses. And Moses turned to God. And the prophet said, God called his attention. God called his attention. He said, why are you crying to me? I sent you to do a job. Speak. And go to your objective. I told you you'd come to this mountain. Take them children and lead them, Moses. Don't cry to me. Just speak. Because the lion hath roared. The Lord God hath spoken. Hath already spoken. I don't have to speak again, Moses. I don't have to tell you again. I've already said it. Now just speak and go to your objective. Amen. Hallelujah. I told you you'd come to this mountain. Take them, children, and lead them. Just speak. I don't care what's in your way. Move it out of the way. I give you the authority to do it. Because I spoke, Moses. I spoke. And when I spoke, I gave you the authority to do what I told you to do. So whatever stands in your way of reaching your objective, don't cry. Just speak. How can I speak? Because he's already spoke. Amen. Said you spoke the fleas, you spoke the flies and creation and things like that. Now why are you hollering at me? Why come to me hollering these things? Just speak, Moses, and watch it move. That's all. Why, the lion hath roared. The Lord God has spoken. What is the Holy Ghost? But man said, it's deity. It's God tabernacled in men. It's more than sensation. More than speaking in tongues. It's more than dancing in the spirit. It's more than weeping. It's more than joining the church. What is it? It's God living in men. Deity. God himself. tabernacled into that person. When he can speak, it's just the same as God speaking. That's the church of Jesus Christ. That's the way it was that the first apostolic church went forth. And we believe in the last days, they will receive both the former and the latter rain. It'll be scattered throughout the world in the Laodicea age. It'll be a church that'll be called back to the original faith in God. It'll be a church that'll have Jesus Christ walking in it, manifesting himself. The shout of the king will be in it. The roar of the lion will be in the bride. The shout of the king will be in it. There it is, he said. He is spirit, is his life. That's exactly what the word is. That's exactly what Jesus is. He's the word. So when a spirit born, spirit filled man by faith takes that word into his heart and places it upon his lips, that's the same as deity speaking. Brother Terry, not a pastor. Not an associate pastor, not an evangelist, not a prophet, but a spirit-filled, spirit-born man by faith. By faith, Brother Larry, by faith, not by some sensation, but by faith, takes the word into his heart and speaks it back upon his lips. That is just the same as deity speaking. Why? The lion hath roared, the Lord God hath spoken. Who can but prophesy? Oh, God. Hallelujah. It's just the same as deity speaking. Every mountain has to go. Satan cannot stand before that. Oh God. Amen. What does a lion roar? To establish his territory. To scare away rival males. You see, the Bible says the devil walks around as a roaring lion. But true to his nature, he's a deceiver. You see, he's really not a lion at all. He just acts like one. He roars his doubt. He roars his fear. He roars his unbelief. He'll come right in and sit down beside you and he'll roar right in your ear. You ain't going to get nothing tonight. The pastor ain't here. You should have went to Dollywood. He's Satan that comes as a roaring lion. He comes in. He'll get in our ear. He gets in our spirit. Come on, somebody. You know it's the truth. He'll try to lie to us. He'll try to deceive us. He'll try to tear us down. He'll try to rip us down. But when the lion roars, everything shuts up. And when God speaks his word, the devil tries to find a place to hide. Brother, the real lion has roared in this day. The real lion has roared. What has he said? He's told us Satan is defeated. He's told us Satan is nothing but a bluff. He's told us Satan has no power over us. But we have power over him. You see, Satan is not the gatekeeper. Satan don't have the key. In case you don't know, you've got the key. You're the gatekeeper. You possess the gate of your enemy. Amen. The lion hath roared. He has told us our inheritance. He has gave us our portion. He has showed to us our position. He has opened the seals to us. Can you say amen to that? Some people believe the seals ain't open, but not me. I've never seen an open, closed door. Amen. Brother Barry said he opened those seals. It's good enough for me. The Lord God has spoken. The Lord God has spoken. The previously hidden mysteries of God, God has spoke them to us. Now what can we speak in this hour? The previously hidden mysteries. You see, something's only a mystery if you don't know what it is. Huh? I remember when I was in ninth grade, 7 times 3 was a mystery. But thank God it's not anymore. Because I got married and she helped me.
you know what? There was a time they would say, Daryl, I didn't know who they was talking to. I didn't know they was talking to me. But one day it was made known. One day when they spoke my name, I realized it's me. They're talking about me.
God, amen. Brother Dale Smith sent me a text the other day. Shared something with me that, from the writings of D.L. Moody. And his soul stirred my heart. Amen. D.L. Moody said that Shamgard was out plowing in his field. And one of his neighbors come running over the hill. Said, Shamgard, there's 600 Philistines coming to your farm. And Moody said, Shamgard told his neighbor, just pass on by. I'll take care of it. They're 400 short. Because the Bible said one shall put 1,000 to flight. And Shamgar said, you just go on, tell your horn, till your corn, I'll take care of this. Just go pick your maters over there. I'll take care of this because there's only 600. They're 400 short because God told me I shall possess the gate of my enemy and I can put 1,000 to flight. Why, the Lord God has spoken and he stood upon the spoken word of God. This is my land. This is my God-given heritage. God spoke this to me. The lion hath roared. Amen. Amen. Speak to the mountain. Speak to the storm. Speak to the sickness. Speak to the fear. Amen. The lion hath roared. Who will not fear? All the doubters, all the critics, all the negative, who can but fear when God makes his mind known to his people? When God drops that into your heart. I'll never forget the day the Lord dropped that into my heart that Jessica would live. And I went to the doctors and I said, I was wondering, sir, when my daughter come out of a coma, I was wondering, would she still be potty trained? And I'll never forget that doctor, how he looked at me like I was a total lunatic. I'll never forget what he said. He said, son, that is the least of your problems. And I said, well, sir, I was just wondering. But when she came out of the coma, we never had to potty train her again. God. You see, when God speaks, when you know God's word concerning you, then it brings a peace. It brings a comfort. Lord God, have spoken. Who can but prophesy? You said, brother, what shall I say? What shall I say? I'm glad you asked that. This is what the prophet said. Jesus said, if you shall say, what is it? When you are out from under Babylon, when you are out from under unbelief, when you are out from under superstition, when you are out from under all these things and you're filled with God's own life, your voice is his voice. You are, he said, I spoke it. The previously hidden mysteries concerning you, God has made known. Now speak what God has already spoke concerning you. No longer speaking riddles. No longer speaking mysteries. No longer speaking doubt. No longer speaking fear. The Lord God hath spoke. Say what God said concerning you. Say what God said about the bride. I am an overcomer. I am ordained. I am predestinated. I was in the mind of God before the foundation of the world. Say what God has said about you. Amen. It's time we rise up and speak. We're not babies no more. We don't have to goo goo gaga no more. We can speak sentences. We can speak sentences. Amen. The seals are loosed. What was loosed under those seals? My true identity of who I really am. The church of Jesus Christ is likened to pure gold. What does gold represent? deity. The church is likened unto pure gold. Her righteousness is his righteousness. Her attributes are his own glorious attributes. Her identity is found in him. What he is, she is to reflect. What he has, she is to manifest. There is no fault in her. She is all glorious within and without. From the beginning to the end, she is the work of her Lord, and all his works are perfect. In other words, God don't make junk. Hallelujah. Amen. His works are perfect. In fact, in her is summed up and manifested the eternal wisdom and purpose of God. How can one fathom it? How can one understand it? Though we cannot understand it with our canary brains, we by faith can accept it. And by faith, we can speak it. Why? The Lord God hath spoken. Who can but prophesy? Amen. The Spirit and the bride say come. The Spirit and the bride say come. The corn of wheat, the bride wheat that fell into the ground at Nicaea, Rome, has come back to the original word grain again. Praise God forever. Yes, listen to the authenticated prophet of God who appears in this last stage. What he says from God, the bride will say, not play. Well, you can play, but in the cool of your room. I mean, that's what he said to do. Well, amen. You don't have to amen it. Just go listen for yourself. Amen. Well, glory. What he says from God, the bride will say, the Spirit and the prophet and the bride will be saying the same thing. And what they will say will already have been said in the Word. Why? She is a spoken word bride. How can a word bride speak anything less than a word message? What they will say has already been said in the Word. They are saying it now. They are saying it now. The lion is roaring now. Come out from a hump, come out from among her now and be ye separated. The cry has gone out. The cry is going out. How long will the voice cry? We do not know. But one thing we do know. It won't be long. For this is the last age. Amen. It has gone through the years until this last day. There is again another people in the land. There is again another people in the land who under their messenger will be the final voice to the final age. The roar of the king is in the bride. The bride hath roared. Everything shuts up. The Lord God hath spoken. Who can but prophesy? In this hour, we can prophesy. We can speak the outcome of our sickness. You can look at that cancer and speak the word of the Lord. By his stripes, I am healed. By his stripes, I am healed. Speak, prophesy, a prophetic utterance, a divine revelation of a final outcome. Speak, speak peace, speak health, speak joy. Amen. Speak to your mountain. Speak to that sickness. Tell it to shut up, sit down.
Tell doubt, shut up. Tell the critics, shut down. Out of my way, the lion hath roared. The Lord God has spoken. Speak peace. Speak to the critics. Amen. The king has roared. The shout is in the camp. The Lord has spoken. His word will be performed. It will not return to him void. God's just waiting on somebody who'll speak his word. Amen. Speak and go forth. Speak to the cancer. Speak to that sugar. Speak to that growth in your wife's body. And say no more. No more. Speak to that rash on that child and say no more. In the name of the Lord, the lion hath roared. The Lord God hath spoken. And he told me to lay my hands upon the sick and they shall recover. He told me that we would speak and by our words limbs would be restored in the last days. He told us the third pool will be manifested in its fullness in the bride. That's what he said, friends. That's who we are. That's what we'll be. Blessed is she who hath believed the report. Blessed is she that's received the word, for that thing will be performed in her. What the Lord hath promised, he will do. Amen. Amen. You see, your body will obey your confession. Is that what he said? Amen. But you know, we're human. I do it, you do it, we all do it. But God makes us conscious that just before we speak, may we not think. May we not speak what we think if it's contrary to his word. May we just hesitate and say, no, I'm not going to say that. Remember when Brother Donnie preached a few years ago on affirmations? Remember that? If we just took a moment and said, you know, I'm not going to say that. That's true. I'm not going to say anymore. I'm fatigued. Because that makes me fatigued. Because my body obeys my confession. Well, I don't know if it'll work or not. Well, why don't you try? I never said, well, somebody says they don't like something. I don't like that. And they've never tried it. How do you possibly know? Well, it don't work. There you go. There you go. Don't say that. Oh, Brother Darrell, you talking mind over matter? No. Not mind over matter. The word over symptoms. Amen. Saying what the word says. You see, I see you in the future. You look much better than you do right now. The lion hath roared. Amen. Brothers, come. Amen. I don't want to keep you too long tonight. Come. I think I've been right at an hour. Let's just quit. Amen. Amen. Don't just say, well, I believe it, but I just don't know about me. Well, Brother Darrell, yeah, that sounds good, but I don't know about me. The doctor said mine's the worst case he's ever seen. He'll tell the next guy comes in the same thing. It makes it easier to pay the bill when you think it was the worst you ever saw. Amen. Amen. Just, well, you know, that's a pretty good message, Brother Darrell, but now I don't know. Don't do that. The lion hath roared. Let's say what he said. I am an overcomer. I am the bride of Christ. Don't you understand? I see the message of the hour. I was ordained to see this message. Don't you understand, brother, sister? You weren't looking for Elijah. Elijah come looking for you. Act on the word. Stand up on the word. Let that word become your word. Believe it. Don't reason it. Just believe it. Just believe it. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. God shall raise them up. If they have any unbelief, it'll be taken from them. Why? The kings roar. Who can but prophesy? Who can but testify when the king roars? His word says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Listen, I want to leave you with this last nugget. Take this into your heart.
Listen to what the prophet said. I challenge you to believe that Jesus Christ is revealed in the form of the Son of Man in human flesh through the bride's body. Let me say that again. Listen to what he said. I challenge you to believe that Jesus Christ is revealed in the form of the Son of Man in human flesh through the bride's body. Through the bride's body. The Son of Man ministry through the bride's body. A prophetic ministry. Why? The Lord God hath spoken. Who can but prophesy? Brother Branham says, accept his call. Amen. His call to what? To this. Amen. Oh God, speak his word. Do you believe it? Amen. Do you accept it? Amen. Do you receive it? Amen. Do you understand? When we say what's said, the mysteries have been opened, the seals have been broken, and we are speaking what was on the backside of God's mind. God thought it. He expressed it, and now we are the expression of that word made flesh. Just as it was in the body of Jesus, built by the words of the prophets, so will the bride's body, hallelujah, be built by the words of the prophets. Her very existence is a prophetic utterance. The Holy Ghost is in the midst of her. Hallelujah! The Holy Ghost is in the midst of her to confirm the word. How can you have the Holy Ghost and deny the very word of God the Holy Ghost was sent to vindicate in the hour that you're living in? The Lord God has spoken. Amen. God bless you, saints. Let's stand to our feet. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Do you believe that tonight? Do you realize who you are? Do you realize what he thinks about you tonight? Do you see yourself in light of his word tonight? I am a son of God. I am an overcomer. I am the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. When I say, Brother Larry, when I say what he's already said, that word will not return unto him void. You see, one day Enoch walked with God for years. Is that true? And God spoke to Enoch lip to ear. What did God tell him in all those years? I don't know what God spoke to Enoch, but whatever it was, Enoch believed it. He received it to such a place that one day God said, I believe I'll go home. And you know what Enoch said? He said what God said. I believe I'll go home. And he went with him. Oh God. And he went with him because he said what God said. I believe I'll go home. Enoch said, I believe I'll go with you. He identified that as being his home. Why? He believed what God told him. And he began to speak what God said. And when he spoke what God said, he got lighter. Do you love him? Do you believe him? These signs shall follow them that believe. Let's just lay our hands on one another. Let's just have a word of prayer tonight. Amen. Well, Brother Dar, you know, don't look at that tonight. Look at what he says you are tonight. Start speaking what's already been spoken concerning you. Believe who you are. Believe who lives within you. Believe the authority that's been given to you as a believer. Believe what your Father has said. And by faith, speak that word. Speak over your neighbor. Speak over your wife. Speak over your children. Speak the words of life. Speak words of healing. These signs shall follow them that believe. They shall lay their hands upon the sick, and they shall recover. Almighty God, I believe your word, Lord. I believe these things are true, God. God, I can't manifest it, but I've not been called to manifest it. I've just been called to believe it. You will manifest it through us, God. We believe it tonight. As the bride of Jesus Christ, as the final voice, we speak tonight in a prophetic utterance over that sickness, over that fear, over that doubt, over that demon. We speak tonight, God, over whatever it is that's holding our brother, that's holding our sister tonight. We speak, dear God, to that tumor. We speak to that diabetes. We speak to that arthritis tonight. We speak in the name of Jesus Christ. And we say no more. Get out of the people in the name of Jesus. For the Lord God have spoken. Who can but prophesy? And God said in this hour, these things will be done. There will be another book of Acts. The third bowl will manifest among the people. Oh God, we believe that tonight. And in obedience to your word, we lay our hands upon our brother and our sister. And we say, Satan, shut up. Satan, come out of them tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. You're nothing but a bluff. I rebuke you tonight. In the name of Jesus. For the glory of God. Oh Father. Oh Father. Hear the words of your children tonight. Hear the words, God, as they speak your word tonight. You said it would not return unto you void. Grant it tonight, God. I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Do you believe it? Without any sensation, without any emotion, because God said so. Can you take God and his word and say from this night forward, it's finished. It's finished. I'm healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. He'll make our bodies obey our confessions. Blessed be the name of the Lord God Almighty. Do you love him tonight? Amen. Do you see who you are, friends? Do you see who we are tonight? In God's eyes, we are his word manifested on the earth tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Do you love him tonight? Do you worship him tonight? Brother Harry, sing us something tonight, brother. Amen. Can we worship him just for a few minutes before I turn the service over to Brother Louis? Hope I've not kept you long tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God, I feel so good in my spirit. Oh, I just feel it pulsating in my heart tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. When God speaks to you, friends, when God just does something for you, how he makes it so real to you tonight. Do you love him tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And she kept these things.
Yes.
And pondered them deep within her heart. She believed in God. Never one time felt desirous to depart. Start. Oh, if the word could said, something new is about to start. Oh, and if the Word could be born in Mary, then I believe it can be born in you and me. And she kept these things and pondered them deep within her heart. She believed in God, said something new was gonna start. Cause we've kept these things, and tonight we've pondered them deep within our heart. We have stayed with this word, never one time felt desirous to